DeVita.
We're the Two Pilates Chicks, and it's season 5, episode 6. Whew, that was tough to get out.
A couple days after the time change.
Yes, and I am not used to it yet. This was not our first attempt at our introduction. So I like this subject that we're talking about today, which is mastering kind of classical traditional Pilates, even in kind of the modern training environment is what we're calling it.
Those are our words.
Our words.
The advantages of mastering classical, the traditional work, even in today's contemporary and modern training styles.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of very interesting new versions of reformers and apparatus. And talking about, you know, modernization of this, and that kind of led us on this path of, you know, understanding the work and how it can go into that environment.
In a good way. Yeah, in a good way. I mean, there's a lot of, there's so many different things we've been seeing lately. And the question we tend to ask when we see these different things is why?
Why?
And sometimes we probably
and not are, in a snotty way.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like, you know, curiosity, judgmental. Why? Yeah,
why? Like, yeah. And what's the purpose of this type of variation of a reformer? Like, we saw one that kind of spins around.
Yeah,
and I'm very curious as to what the benefit of that is, what you would use it for, and why. And you definitely, I think you could do, like, classical stuff on it, but then there's also this, like, very modern literal twist.
Very modern, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like, we were like, whoa, what is that?
And like, it can be fun and interesting, but our idea is that the advantage of starting from a classical traditional foundation is not limiting somebody from not being able to do contemporary and more modern work in Pilates, but it actually builds a really good foundation to build off of.
Yes, and I think that's really important because we were talking about understanding the why, the purpose, the how, kind of like when we see things, the why, and you had a good point in terms of, like, it's kind of the same thing like when you were talking about dancing, because you don't just start off doing these, like, huge, beautiful,
crazy
moves, right? you kind of understand where you're coming from, and then you build, like my mentor said, you know, you've got this ground and you're building out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so in ballet, which was my foundational dance form, we always start with the same kind of things. You always start with pliés and tendus and these very basic foundational movements to build the biomechanics, to build tissue tolerance, to build your understanding of the style. And so a lot of times in dance, you think, okay, if you're a classical dancer, that just does give you a foundation to then you can build off and do whatever you want. It can be contemporary ballet, it can be modern, it can be jazz, whatever. But it gives you this foundation of those pliés and tendus that are then used in every other form of dance.
Right.
So it's giving you that
understanding,
that foundational embodiment, to then become a more versatile dancer.
Yeah. And I think it's also when you think about Pilates in that same way and the foundation of the, why he created it the way he created it in terms of the order and the mat and the apparatus and kind of the into the body and the movement is once you understand, oh, that's why this exercise and that's why this after this and this and this and this.
And this leads to this.
This leads to this. Yeah. It all threads in together. Then when you are out in the modern, as we're calling it, modern training world, you're like, okay, I understand why I'm doing this for this class or this person, whatever it is.
Yeah. And you might understand, so why you're picking something for a certain client, how to adapt it for that client.
With the modern training environment.
Yeah. How to manipulate the movement for other types of movement, other types of clients. But you really understand why and how to do that instead of just kind of making it up or like throwing something out there.
Yeah.
But there's like an actual like knowledge coming from that traditional work of how then to manipulate the movement safely, effectively.
Yes. I think that's key, safely. And I think I loved this. And we were talking before, one of, she actually works with you now and she graduated my training program, Effie. Shout out to Effie. And she was saying, cause she did the traditional training with me, and then wanted to teach classes and went to a contemporary, lots of reformers. But she said for her, knowing the traditional work and knowing the whys and the purpose helped her to prepare and build clients in a safe way to get them where she knew she wanted them to go in terms of the exercises that were coming. So she was able to, like, use the work to kind of make sure everything was going in that direction and not just, like, throwing it.
Yeah. So she was building that foundation. She understood, like, where it was coming from to then build up the classes for these groups.
These groups, yeah. And for who was in the group on those days.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to, like, throw them into this move without them being prepared in the foundation work of the, like you were talking about, the biomechanics, the muscle memory, all of that kind of firing. Yeah.
That foundational knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know for her in particular, when she started taking group classes herself, like just as a practitioner before becoming a teacher, she took a lot of like more contemporary classes. Mm-hmm. And so then coming into the traditional work to then learn from a traditional standpoint just gave all that foundation to then build back into whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, which I think it keeps your client safe. It keeps you confident knowing that you know what you're doing in terms of what you're teaching, whether it's whatever, contemporary or
I mean, I think for anything really, like anything that you're studying, understanding the foundations and the roots of the subject matter first is very important.
Yeah.
To then either stick to the foundation or build off of it or do more research into whatever. Like you pick your subject matter and it is important to start with that foundation.
Yeah. And it's classics. Always, yeah, and you can always go back to it too.
Yeah.
Like I love to do that with clients, but you can always go, I assume in dance you would too.
Totally. I mean, there are days where like your pirouettes are just not happening and you say, okay, you know what? I'm not trying to do triples or whatever. I'm going back to my, maybe just a balance. Mm-hmm. Maybe then I try to do a single pirouette and you go back to that foundation to then again, rebuild off of that again.
Yeah. And I think that speaks to Pilates too.
Definitely.
Because there's some days you do things and then other days you come in or the client comes in and it's like, whoa. Not happening.
Things aren't working today.
Not connecting.
Pulled in a different direction, twisted for some reason.
That's happened a lot with the time change, too.
Oh, yeah.
People have not been feeling on it this week.
No. But, like, you come back to, let's say you just come back to footwork, and you just really go through the footwork, really focusing on actually what it's about, where you're trying to reach from.
What the spring is saying.
Yeah. How does the spring feel? Yeah. How is the foot bar with your feet? You know, all those just like foundational things. And it can be really centering. And then from there, you can get grounded and then do more through the class when maybe otherwise you're coming in, you're like, wow.
But I also think we kind of talked about this is, because people talk about, oh, well, classical, there's an order, traditional, there's an order, it's boring, blah, 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 it's the same old thing.
Right.
But in reality, what you were saying, which I liked, was it actually makes us more versatile and adaptable as teachers.
Yeah.
Because of that foundation.
Because you have that foundation. So, again, you're starting from a solid start place.
Yeah.
From that solid knowledge.
And it sounds kind of like we're not bashing any way of teaching, but it's kind of like any way you teach. And I feel like you've got to understand why you're doing or giving something to a person because they're trusting their body to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to understand that no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I don't even know what style I would call what I originally trained in, but it was more classically based, but some Fletcher orientation. Because
you had some Fletcher in yours.
Yeah. A little bit, but I wouldn't call myself like very knowledgeable in Fletcher. But so it was like more classical, but we were all dancers. So coming from like a dance side of movement in Pilates, which Fletcher was a dancer. and so, like, I would say that when I started then diving more into the traditional and classical kind of more set in the looking at the order and why the order was a certain way, I actually learned a lot more after I'd been teaching for a little bit and understanding the thread through all of the apparatus of Pilates and how it all kind of comes together.
The full system. Yeah, because I feel like my teacher was, it was there, but there was also threads of Eve Gentry as well.
Yeah.
I feel, looking back. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's like you, when you're going through teacher training, it's like so much and it's overwhelming, but you don't realize when you get out what has really seeped into your, your being as a teacher. And I think having the confidence, like you talked about, but then also when you're out revisiting or exploring more, it's a different experience than when you're in your training.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, we have to realize as teachers, once we leave our program, we're not teaching our clients the same way that we were being taught to be teachers, right? We're not teaching.
You can't teach someone to teach.
Yeah.
They're going to find their voice, their way.
Yeah.
Their path.
Yeah. I mean, for the teacher trainers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with your clients, you're not talking to them in the way that you're going to talk to
another
student teacher or another teacher.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's like we'll sometimes get stuck in this like way of thinking about things when we're like in our programs and we're really analyzing everything. And then you get out and you're like, oh, that doesn't work for this person.
No.
Or this person can never do this thing.
No. And I think that's a really good point because a lot of times when you're in here and the students in my training program are watching, I'll say, she's a teacher, so I'm talking to her this way.
In this way, yeah.
But I would not say this to a client.
Right.
Because they'd be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, and it might not mean anything to that client and go whoosh, like
whoosh,
over their
right
head.
Over the head.
Or they just wouldn't even care because they're like, I'm not trying to learn how to do this. Just tell me what to do.
I just want to move.
Yeah. But which is fine too.
It is. But I think that the thing I also, I don't know if we hit on this kind of in our little points, but that whole having that foundation, then you don't feel like that teacher that's just kind of throwing things out to see what sticks.
And what happens, yeah.
Yeah. You're not just randomly going, oh, let's see, okay, what about this? What about this? Yeah. What about this? And then not knowing if it's going to work or not.
Yeah. And I think, like, at a certain point, I've been feeling like, I don't even know how I would describe to somebody how I teach, because I feel like at a certain point, we kind of become more intuitive in how we're picking things for people. But then if you do have that classical foundation and you know how things kind of line up in the body and how things lead to other exercises, that's what we're pulling from, even if we're not, like, very aware that we're doing that.
Right. And I think that's really important. Like when you and I do our own learning and continuing to grow as teachers and all these workshops that we do, and it may not be Pilates.
Right.
It's something else, right? It's more functional training, or it's learning about an issue or whatever it is. And when we're seeing and learning these exercises that aren't Pilates, we know and understand how to apply that to the client in the Pilates setting, because of the foundation we have.
Definitely.
And understanding, oh, I'm going to give you this, it's not Pilates, but it's going to help da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, because it connects in this way.
Yes.
And I'd say, like, a lot of the stuff I do is, like, I always like to say Pilates-based corrective exercise, because I'm using Pilates in that way to help people with certain orthopedic issues. And I will tie in certain physical therapy exercises, corrective exercise, and it does tie in, and you can, it totally connects to Pilates, classical Pilates, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's all very integrated.
Yeah. And the clients that you work with, because they have this foundation themselves that you've given them, they understand why they're being given that.
Yeah.
And the benefit of it, whatever it is. Like the clients, like I have a lot that are dealing with balance or, you know, rehabbing from whatever surgeries or whatever it is. And so giving them more functional in certain points in their work and sometimes as homework.
Yeah.
They understand
how that helps and why.
And what's happening. So I think that's a good thing to think about, too, is even if you go outside of the realm of, you know, traditional Pilates or Pilates, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
into that functional or PT or whatever it is, you bring it into the studio for the client, you understand why.
And that's, I think that's a really good point, because it's like we're not saying that everybody should stick to classical mm-hmm. and traditional all the time. It really is learning the foundation is very important for being able to then add in these other things.
Yes.
And even do contemporary and modern or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. But understanding. It's almost like if you think about all the elders and Eve Gentry and Ron Fletcher, and I mean, they had that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they created
their own,
you know, stuff, things that fed into that
mm-hmm.
and understood how that fit into that work.
And it fed in so well to the original work because they really had that clear
foundation.
Understanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And it all does just integrate so seamlessly.
Yeah, it's like, it's like a really well tied shoelace. That's the only thing I can think of. Because my brain.
But it does, it's like, it helps, like you said, it helps the teacher, having that foundation helps the teacher feel more confident,
mm-hmm.
Just more set in the knowledge of all of what this is that we do.
Yeah.
But I think it also makes us more capable of catering to, like, a broader range of clients, having that foundational knowledge and then the openness to the other contemporary and other things.
Yeah, you're not just catering to a young athletic or whatever in a group class setting. You can also have someone who's had an injury or have someone that's
older
and never done movement
at all.
Because that happens.
Yeah.
So it definitely broadens that ability of confidence for you as a teacher.
Yeah. Because then from that classical foundation, you can then be integrating a more complex style, a more, mm-hmm. more broader movement approach to teaching.
Yeah. I mean, I think about it like my mentor when we were in training. I love this so much. I use it all the time. And forgive me if I've said it before in podcast. But he talked about how if you look out in the ocean, you're on a boat and you see a big iceberg and you see this huge amount of ice coming out of the water,
mm-hmm.
that's your teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't realize is how far under the water, that iceberg goes.
Yeah.
Because where you're getting this foundation of work, but then you're going out into the world and you're just going to be like, oh my God, there's so much more.
There's so much more under there.
But I have this foundation to go with.
Yeah.
No matter what direction of teaching I go, I've got this part.
Yeah. To build off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of just randomly planning things around. But I think it's really confusing for a lot of people right now with Pilates.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is Pilates? And is this Pilates? Is that Pilates? But I think the main thing is we're not saying this Pilates and this is not and this is and this is not.
Right.
And, well, that apparatus is wrong.
Yeah.
But I think if you just went through some kind of quick kind of training for that one aspect.
Yeah.
Then that's going to become, there's no foundation and there's this feeling of being really lost in what you're doing
mm-hmm.
eventually.
Yeah. If you do like a really quick program that's catered just to one specific studio style mm-hmm, exactly. of group class. And then when you try to go
elsewhere
to a different studio or transition somewhere else, then there's a feeling of being a little lost and
not
gaps,
understanding
like missing.
Gaps, yeah.
Because first of all, most of those training programs don't have the comprehensive approach. And then they're generally not teaching that traditional foundation.
Yeah.
So then, but then it's like you're able to then go back and learn more.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, once you learn the traditional after maybe teaching group class somewhere, mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, like things kind of click. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's why this or that.
Exactly. Yeah, I had a potential student come in today. Ashley, if she's listening, she was super sweet.
Hi.
And she's doing contemporary classes. I won't name them, but they're in this area, and she loves them.
Mm-hmm.
But she came in with a very open mind, and we did a little bit of reformer, this or that, and so she was like, we're doing things, and she didn't really know the name of things, and some of them she hadn't done before,
mm-hmm.
Because she is in a group class.
Right.
And so she was just like, well, I can see where some things I'm doing. So she was able to kind of like go, oh, I can see where,
like, how it connects.
This is connecting a little, even though it's different. So I thought, and she found that very interesting. And that was just one session.
Yeah.
So I think it's true. It's like you can, once you have that and you're like, oh, okay, I get this.
I get where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking one time at a Pilates conference, I was talking to somebody who was very modern approach, like Allegri type something
mm-hmm.
of a teacher. And I was talking to her. I was like, oh, yeah, I've tried some of those classes. They can be super fun. You know, it's not what I teach, but like they're fun. And I was saying, you know, it's interesting, when I was taking one of those classes one time, I realized that it really is like classically based. And I remember this person looking at me and being like, thinking I was crazy. And I was like, no, like it does connect. There are connections.
Some way.
Yeah. There are some connections to all of it. Like, none of it's wrong and none of it's better or whatever. But if you have that foundation of understanding where it all comes from, you can see these connections.
And I feel like I don't even know which episode this was, but I just remember our title, The Pilates Circus.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever season. That was season 4 at some point, right?
It might have been this year. Who knows?
I know. Yeah. Who knows? But I feel like having that foundation and doing that prevents you from falling into that Pilates Circus kind of panic mode is what I feel like it is sometimes.
Just picking things to keep people entertained and
flying off the equipment. Yeah.
Like acrobatics.
Like, woo! But yeah, I think, and we're not saying that, oh, you have to teach classical. Oh, you have to teach traditional.
No.
No. But understanding Joseph Pilates' work.
Yeah.
And kind of the thought process of the move, and understanding movement.
Yeah. Honestly, just foundational movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How to build somebody into a certain movement mm-hmm. that they can't yet do.
Or understanding why they can't.
Yeah.
And not trying to force it. Like some of the, we had a podcast on that as well.
Yeah.
Forcing somebody into a position. But yeah, I think it's just, it creates a more versatile teacher, mm-hmm. more confident teacher.
And being adaptable.
I like adaptable.
Yeah.
Adaptable. So no matter where, I always tell my teachers this, no matter what style you teach when you're done with the training, it doesn't matter because you have this foundation.
Yeah.
And you'll be confident in any situation that you go into because you'll know what you're doing, why you're doing, how to do it. Even like you said, even if it's off into some modern
whatever style. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's really just what it is. Having that foundation to then build off of in whatever way works for you as the teacher and your clients.
Yeah. Definitely. Ooh, we need to talk about our sponsor.
Yes.
Yay. That was a good episode, though, by the way.
Well, our sponsor is Two Pilates Chicks May Workshop, May 18th.
Coming up. Yes. And it's here in LA. And it's for CEC.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on our website, PilatesChicks.com. Give us a follow on Instagram. At Two Pilates Chicks, because we kind of get updates in there.
Yeah, and you can DM us on Instagram for questions on the workshop.
Yeah, any information we're happy to share. But we're super excited. May is an awesome time to be in LA.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful. We're so excited. So hopefully we'll see you.
We'll see you then.
We'll see you then. But thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.